What about the issue of trying to identify patients who can be followed with watchful waiting? It's a very vexing situation. You have more and more patients diagnosed with unfavorable disease, younger patients who don't want to undergo the morbidity, although hopefully it's not going to be that great of therapy. Where are we in terms of being able to separate this out?
Yeah. Well, I think some of the work done from kind of retrospective studies looking at PSA velocity, both pre-treatment and post-treatment, is very telling, and I find it very useful in my practice. I happen to have just seen a man who was 48, and everyone told him he needed therapy. But he happened to have a biopsy almost by coincidence, and with a PSA of 0.9 and a Gleason score of 6 with no palpable disease, I figured this guy, had he not seen a urologist for whatever reason it was, may never have been diagnosed with prostate cancer, or have been diagnosed 10 years from now when he was 58. So those patients, I feel very comfortable in watching them, especially when we have a valuable tool as PSA. People have kind of poo-pooed PSA recently. But I think looking at not just absolute levels of PSA, but looking at changes as PSA over time is still very, very important. And I think it will enable us to be able to say, okay, we're going to feel comfortable watching you and safely by tracking your PSA at regular intervals. And then another patient, we maybe see early on rapid PSA elevations, which then signal to us that this is not really an ideal candidate for watchful waiting. This, again, I believe, along with, which we don't have now, looking at the genetics of patients, is going to really help us determine which patients need to be treated and which patients don't.